It's July 20th, 2017. I'm Ryan Cortez. This is Full Screen Ahead. Full Screen Ahead is a show about Apple-related technologies and how they affect everyday people. Apple released a new blog recently at machinelearning.apple.com. The first post is titled, Improving the Realism of Synthetic Images. Why is this important? Well, Apple for the past few decades has been described as secretive. And now it looks like we'll be having an actual blog that describes some of the work that Apple is doing, which is pretty odd. To put this into context though, many computer scientists that are involved in machine learning put out academic papers. Earlier this year, Apple did an uncharacteristic move and allowed them to place their research papers out publicly. This practice allows computer scientists to describe what work they've been working on inside of Apple. Many Silicon Valley companies already do this, so Apple is trying to remain competitive to be able to attract new computer scientists involved in machine learning. This taps into an ongoing problem that Apple has to solve. It's hard to say if they're suffering uniquely from this problem and how widespread it is. Extremely talented people usually will work for smaller companies that can be very agile and more innovative. How does Apple continue to recruit great talent while being a quote, you know, winner in the market? How does Apple continue to attract talent when they purposefully focus on a few things in terms of markets? Did you know you could back up your phone via iTunes? Yeah, you could still do that. Take your phone, take your lightning cable, plug the USB end into the computer, plug your lightning into the phone. Your computer will prompt and say, hey, you want to trust this iPhone? Say yes, there's a prompt on the iPhone, trust that. There's a little phone icon on the top left that'll appear. Click that and it will open up many options inside of iTunes. Hit the gray button on the right that says backup iPhone. I hope that you do this today because anything can happen. Your phone may not work tomorrow. As a side note, iTunes should be separated out into many applications. There are too many functions that are inside of iTunes currently. You can sync your phone, you can back up your phone, you can download songs from iTunes, you can download TV shows, movies, you can stream Apple Music, you can download iOS apps from your iPad, iPhone, you can manage your apps inside of there. There are Apple Music radio stations and there are iTunes radio stations. You manage ringtones inside of iTunes for some reason. I propose that there should be an App Store app, an Apple Music app, an iTunes app, and some type of syncing app where you could back up your phone and sync data locally from your computer to your iPhone, which is something that people still do. That way, each application has its own strengths without all of the baggage from iTunes legacy code. Thanks for listening to my rant. I appreciate it. As always, thanks for listening. If you wanted to leave a comment or if you had a question, feel free to call in with the plus button on the bottom left. You can catch me on Twitter at Ryan Cortez. I'm going to leave you with a song. It is I Wish by Stevie Wonder.